Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some marching, celebrate the birthdays of Ruby Cowan and Stan Greening, play hide-and-seek, and listen to this day in recording history. This being the first day of March, I thought it appropriate to start off with some marches. Here's Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys.
Hinky dinks, marching along together, life is wonderful side by side.
Company, all in, right. One, right, smile, lad. Take your eyes off those gals. Heads. Up. Left. Right. Squat dress. With a piccolo and a drum, we'll have a lot of fun. Oh, rum to diddly, here we come. Hey, Winchell, you'd better run. Marching along. Together. Yowza. Life is wonderful side by side. We'll be right back.
Getting heard much more prominently than in most of his vocal group arrangements, that was basso profundo Wilfred Glenn with fellow revelers Louis James and Elliot Shaw, and March of the Musketeers from March 17, 1928. Accompanying them was Arnold Johnson and his orchestra, which at the time included Harold Arluck, later to be known as Harold Arlen, who played piano, sang, and arranged for the band. March of the Musketeers was composed by Rudolph Frimmel, with lyrics by Clifford Gray and P.G. Woodhouse, and is from the Broadway musical drama The Three Musketeers, which opened at the Lyric Theater on March 13, 1928, and made a pretty good run of 318 performances. Before that, it was March of the Siamese, not March of the Siamese Children from The King and I, just March of the Siamese. That was the Nathan Glantz Orchestra as the Majestic Dance Orchestra on a Banner 78 waxed around July 7, 1923. March of the Siamese was written by German composer and theater conductor Carl Emil Paul Linke, L-I-N-C-K-E, considered the father of the Berlin operetta. You may never have heard his name, I hadn't, but you probably recognize one of his most famous compositions, The Glowworm, from his operetta Lysistrata. March of the Siamese was preceded by the old maestro, Ben Burney and all the lads, who were marching along together in Chicago on August 21, 1933. Marching Along Together was written by Fritz Steininger and Eddie Pola. And we started the show with Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, which you, of course, know as a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby, with the Moonlight March. Smith Blue and two others provided the vocal on that July 17, 1929 Columbia recording. Charles Newman wrote the words and Carmen Lombardo the tune. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This very day, March 1st, marks the birth all the way back in 1888 in Kensington, England, of Stan Greening. He was classically trained, studying cello, piano, and composition at the Royal Academy of Music, but around 1919 he was drawn to popular music and took up the banjo. By 1923 he was leading a band and was also a band provider, providing musicians and studio bands for recording companies. His recording activity slowed in the early 30s, but he continued to provide bands for gigs, and Stan himself played banjo, guitar, and string bass for various band leaders including Jack Hilton, DeBroy Summers, and Percival Mackey. He was active through the 1950s, but retired in the 60s and died in 1971. Here's Stan Greening.
Sings nothing but this song. Yummy, yum, 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 yummy, yum, 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 yum. Soon as we start to spoon, my baby starts to croon. Yummy, yum, 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 yummy, yum, 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 yum. One night when we were all alone, she sat upon my knee. I wanted her to be my own, and she clung so tight to me. So I asked her if she'd wed. All that my baby said was yummy, yum, 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 yummy, yum, 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 yum. Thank you.
first time I looked into them, their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel happy, they make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling, going in a big wave, sweet little you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes.
To take a walk, mm-hmm, do you think it's gonna rain? Mm-hmm, how about a sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yeller, something good'll come from that. Mm-hmm, have you heard the latest song? Mm-hmm, it's a very pretty strain. Mm-hmm, don't you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly, something good'll come from that. When you're strolling through the Wes's, you need a hooses to lean upon. But when you have no hooses to hug and wopses, gosh darn. Mm-hmm, would you like to take a walk? Mm-hmm, do you think it's gonna rain? Mm-hmm, ain't you tired of the talkies? I prefer the walkies, something good'll come from that. Thank you.
There you have three different Stan Greening bands with three different vocalists. We started off with the Raymond Dance Band backing Robert Carr in Yummy Yum Yum from May 25, 1928. Harry Tilsley wrote the words and Harry Adler the tune. Next, it was the Maceo Pinkard, Doris Tauber, and William Tracy collaboration, which became a jazz standard, Them Their Eyes. We heard an early recording of it by Tom Barrett in the Midnight Minstrels on January 22, 1931. We started off our tribute to Stan Greening with the Society Serenaders supporting vocalist Dan Donovan on Would You Like to Take a Walk from April 2, 1931. Would You Like to Take a Walk was composed by Harry Warren with the words by Mort Dixon and Billy Rose. Some time ago, I played what I called a hide-and-seek set, but looking back, I see it contained only hide songs. Well, here's the rest of that hide-and-seek set, beginning with Ted Fiorito and his orchestra.
Something will find my soul, for I'm a seeker of beauty, wondering when my search will end.
when you crave loving hot and strong, and you feel your days too long, don't go setting, don't go fretting, brother, seeking ye shall find. If you like chicken sweet and nice, craving cornbread, possum and rice, don't go setting, don't go fretting, brother, seeking ye shall find. Could Captain Kidd find a treasure hid if he'd gone roving? No. Could Romeo, old Black Joe, make a name sitting home I'm open? No. When old rocking chair holds you fast and you want to find peace of mind at last, don't go setting, don't go fretting, brother, seek and ye shall find. Go on out there in the morning, jazz, jazz, my, my, brother, seek, ye shall find, yeah. Latch on, ye Ethiopians, ha-ha, yes, yes.
Ambrose and his orchestra, June 29, 1936, with Hide and Seek, written by Dave Comer. In 1915, Comer wrote a tune called Hors d'oeuvre and was the principal pianist in Murray's Ragtime Banjo Quartet, which recorded it that year, but Ambrose and others also recorded it 20 years later as a foxtrot. Before that, Fats Waller had some advice on August 2, 1935, Brother Seek and Ye Shall Find. Brother Seek and Ye Shall Find was written by Frank Crum and Slam Stewart. Frank Crum co-wrote Sugar, and in 1937, swing bassist Slam Stewart started playing regularly in a group with Slim Gallard, which was appropriately called Slim and Slam.
That's silly!
Yeah, I guess it is. In the 40s, Slam Stewart played with Art Tatum, Benny Goodman, and Red Norvo, and led his own group. We started off with Ted Fiorito's orchestra, with Muzzy Marcellino providing the vocal on I'm a Seeker of Beauty, recorded in McGregor and Solly Studios in San Francisco on April 10, 1933. Arthur Johnston composed the music, and Sam Coslow wrote the lyrics. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, February 27th, marked the birth in 1891 in Brooklyn, New York, of composer and pianist Ruby Cowan. He began his musical career accompanying silent films, and he co-founded the music publishing company of Stark & Cowan. He worked in radio as head of NBC's Radio Talent Department and later in Paramount's Radio Department. His collaborators included Jack Strauss, Lou Brown, Phil Butelge, and Albert Von Tilzer, and his songs include You Can't Expect Kisses from Me, I'd Give the World If I Could Have You, Lonesome Little Doll, The Alcoholic Blues, and It Was Just a Song at Twilight. In addition, he wrote quite a number of what we would call Dixie songs, such as At Uncle Tom's Cabin Door, There's Just a Little Touch of Dixie in Your Eyes, and Everybody's Crazy Over Dixie. Ruby Cowan died on July 28, 1957. His son, Stanley Cowan, born in 1918, also became a composer, writing music and producing shows for the U.S. Air Force during World War II. He died in 1991. Here are three from the pen of Ruby Cowan.
Thank you. Thank you. happiness is there, hiding everywhere you will find. Preacher man is waiting, folks are congregating. All it needs is your yes, I'll do the rest. There's a pretty blue room, cozy, bright and gloom room. Roses round the door, you will love it more every day. And though it's big enough for you and me, someday there may be tea for three in that little dream house that I built for you.
The Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, directed by Ben Selvin, credited on the label of that June 29, 1928, Harmony 78, as the Musical Comedy Orchestra and Dream House. The vocalist was Arthur Fields. Before that, it was the vocal duo of Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and Mine All Mine. The music was composed by Sam H. Stepped, and the lyrics were written by a couple of Rubies, Herman Ruby and Ruby Cowan. That was recorded December 7th, 1927. That was preceded by The Rhythmic Eight and Living a Life of Dreams. Rudy Sturita played vibes on that Xonophone recording from October 8th, 1930. That may be one of the only dance band records with tap dancing on it, but unfortunately the tap dancer isn't credited. Living a Life of Dreams is in the soundtrack of the 1931 Looney Tune animated short Dumb Patrol, a play on the 1930 Warner Brothers picture Dawn Patrol. We started off our tribute to Ruby Cowan with the Ray Miller Orchestra and I Didn't Care Till I Lost You. You heard Frank DePrima on banjo in that July 22, 1924 Brunswick recording. Well, we haven't done this in a while.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past.
Actually, this is going to be this day in recording history because all of the records in this last segment of the show were recorded on the same day of the year, March 1st. And we're going to start off with the original Memphis Five and a Triple R debut.
Thank you. need your sympathy. This girl has me in a world, she's lovely, asking me. I'm silly, I'm daffy, it's no use, I'm in love. I'm crazy, I'm hazy, and loose up above. I'm so full of spirit that I want to see. Oh, my cha-cha, very old doll, any old thing. I'm sloppy, I'm floppy, it's no use, I'm in love. You should see the girl I'm thinking of. She had a face so often lifted, she can't find out where it shifted. I'm silly, I'm daffy, it's no use, I'm in love.
I feel silly, I'm a daffy.
Why, you must be in love.
By gum, it's a greggly gal I'm thinking of. By day she works at mill down yon. She's haunting houses when day is done. I'm silly, I'm a daffy. It's no use, I'm in love.
I'm silly, I'm daffy, but it's no use, I'm in love.
What a lovely girl you must be thinking of.
Yes, she confessed all to her husband. Pity, 500 sailors left the city. I'm silly, I'm daffy, but it's no use, I'm in love.
I'm silly, I'm daffy, it's no use, I'm in love.
Well, what kind of a girl is she anyhow?
Oh, well, she's only 20 stone or so. She's the greatest bunch of girls I know. I'm silly, I'm daffy, why, it's no use, I'm in love.
Thank you.
We started off this edition of This Day in Recording History with the original Memphis Five, with one of their last recordings, Military Mike, composed by Elmer Schobel and recorded around March 1st, 1926. That was followed by a very silly record by Harry Roy and his Café Anglais Orchestra, It's No Use, I'm in Love. The three vocalists on that March 1st, 1933 recording were Harry Roy, Bill Curry, and Ivor Morton. We finished up in style with Carl Webster's Yale Collegians and Puttin' on the Ritz, from a Parlophone 78 waxed March 1st, 1930. Carl Webster performed double duty directing the band and playing brass bass and string bass, and vocalist Stu Pletcher also doubled on trumpet. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.